Well, seemed like the tale about how a rabbit got mixed up with a tar baby got round amongst the neighbors. Leastways, Miss Meadows and the gals got wind of it. And the next time a rabbit paid him a visit, Miss Meadows tackled him about it. And the gals set up a monstrous gigglement. But Rabbit, he sat there, just as cool as a cowcumber, he did, and he let him run on. Then by and by he crossed his legs, he did, and he winked his eyes slow, and he ups and says, as he, "Ladies, the fox was my daddy's riding horse for 30 years, maybe more. But 30 years did I nose on," says he. And then he paid him his specs and Tippy Beaver, and he march off he did, just as stiff and stuck up as a fire stick. Next day, Br'er Fox come a-callin', and when he gun for the laugh about Br'er Rabbit, Miss Meadows and the gal, they up and tell him about what Br'er Rabbit say. Then Br'er Fox grit he tush his show enough, and he look mighty dumpy. But when he riz for the go, he ups and says he, "Ladies, I ain't sputin' what you say, but I'll make Br'er Rabbit come here and chaw up his words and spit them out right here while you can see him," says he. And with that, off Br'er Fox put. And when he got in the big road, he shucked the dew off of his tail, and he made a straight shoot for Br'er Rabbit's house. When he got there, Br'er Rabbit was expecting him, and the door was shut fast. But Br'er Fox knocked. Ain't no answer. Br'er Fox knock. Still nobody answer. Then he knock again. Blam, blam. Then Br'er Rabbit holler out mighty weak, "Is that you, Br'er Fox? I want you to run and fetch the doctor. That beta pusley what I had this morning is getting away with me. Do please, Br'er Fox, run quick." "I come out of you, Br'er Rabbit," said Br'er Fox. "There's going to be a party up at Miss Meadows's. All the gals will be there, and I promised them that I'd fetch you. The gals, they allowed that it wouldn't be no party, except I fetch you." Then Br'er Rabbit say he was too sick, and Br'er Fox say he wasn't. And Dottie had it up and down, sputin' and contendin'. Br'er Rabbit say he can't walk. Br'er Fox say he told him. Br'er Rabbit asks how. Br'er Fox say in his arms. Br'er Rabbit say he drap him. Br'er Fox lie he won't. By and by Br'er Rabbit say he go if Br'er Fox told him on his back. Br'er Fox say he would. Br'er Rabbit say he can't ride without a saddle. Br'er Fox say he get him a saddle. Br'er Rabbit say he can't sit in saddles lest he have a bridle for the whole by. Br'er Fox say he get him a bridle. Br'er Rabbit say he can't ride without a blind bridle, case Br'er Fox be shying at stumps along the road and fling him off. Br'er Fox say he get a blind bridle. Then Br'er Rabbit say he go. Br'er Fox allow he ride Br'er Rabbit most up to Miss Meadows's, and then he could get down and walk the balance of the way. Br'er Rabbit agreed, and Br'er Fox lip out of the saddle and the bridle. Course, Br'er Rabbit knowed the game that Br'er Fox was a-fixin' to play, and he determined for to outdo him. And by the time he comb his hair and twist his mustache and sort of rig up, here come Br'er Fox, saddle and bridle on, and looking as pert as a circus pony. He trot up to the door and stand there, a pawing the ground and a chomping the bit, same like a sure enough horse. And Br'er Rabbit, he mount and amble off. Br'er Fox can't see behind him with the blind bridle on, and by and by he feel Br'er Rabbit raise one of his foot. "What you doing now, Br'er Rabbit?" says he. "You shortening the left stirrup, Br'er Fox." By and by Br'er Rabbit raise up the other foot. "What you doing now, Br'er Rabbit?" pulling down my pants, Brer Fox. All this time, bless gracious, Brer Rabbit was a-putting on his sparrows. And when they got close to Miss Meadows's, where Brer Rabbit was to get off, and Brer Fox make a motion for to stand still, Brer Rabbit slapped the sparrows into Brer Fox's flanks, and you better believe they got over the ground. When they got to the house, Miss Meadows and all the gals was a-sitting on the piazza. And instead of stopping at the gate, Brer Rabbit rid on by, he did. And then he wheeled Brer Fox round and come galloping down the road and up to the horse rack. Now he hitched Brer Fox, and he saddled into the house, he did. And he shake hands with the gals, and he sit there a-smoking his cigar, same like a town man. By and by, he drawed in a long puff, and then he let it out, and he squire self back and holler out, "Ladies, ain't I done tell you Brer Fox was the riding horse in our family? He's sort of losing his gates now, but I spec I can fetch him around in a month or so." And then Brer Rabbit sort of grin, and the gals giggle, and Miss Meadows, she prays up the pony. And that was Brer Fox, hitched fast to the rack, and he couldn't help hisself. Well, they talk and they sing and they play on the piano, the gals did, till by and by it come time for Brer Rabbit to be gwine. And he tell them all goodbye, and he strut out to the horse rack, same as if he was the king of the patterollers. And then he mount Brer Fox and they ride off. Brer Fox ain't saying nothing at all. He just rack off, he did, and keep his mouth shut. And Brer Rabbit knows there was business cooking up for him. And he feel monstrous skittish in the neighborhood of the gizzard. Brer Fox amble on till he got into Long Lane out of sight of Miss Meadows's house. And then he turn loose. He rip and he raw. He cuss and he swaw. He snort and he cavort. Course he was trying for to fling Brer Rabbit off'n his back, bless your soul. But he might just as well a wrestle with his own shadow. Every time he hump hisself, Brer Rabbit slapped the sparrows in him, and dar they had it, up and down. Brer Fox finally tore up the ground, he did, and he jumped so high and he jumped so quick that he might nigh snatch his own tail off. They keep on gwine on this way, till by and by Brer Fox lay down and roll over, he did. And this sort of unsettled Brer Rabbit. But by the time Brer Fox got back on his footses again, Brer Rabbit was a-gwine through the underbrush, most samer than a racehorse.